All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring on Tim Luke and maybe Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web. And ladies and gentlemen, let's see who's behind door number one. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Both of us.
you're both in the car.
Yes. I'm on my way to the airport. And so we figured we would just do the show from here.
Might as well. That's right. Well, good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Now, be careful. Be careful with the hibiscus tea. Too much of it will stain your teeth. I found that out.
Okay, well, my teeth, well, that's the least of my worries with hibiscus, but anyway. well, in the car going to the airport, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we were just coming back. We actually just came back from New Orleans. We rode out the storm with our conference with the National Auctioneers Association, and want to give a shout-out to the NAA. They and their staff and the Hilton where we were staying, they really made sure that we were all taken care of, that everything went as smooth as could be expected, especially in a storm like that. And a shout out to all our friends who did stick by, and we were all there. And one of our friends who's also a listener to the podcast, Ruth Lind. We want to give her a shout out. We had dinner with her and some other friends on Saturday night, and that was just wonderful. And it was just really, the conference went on. I was the host for the International Auctioneer Champions Competition, and what an incredible show of talented auctioneers, but also this is the third year in a row that the men's champion and the female champion, the ladies champion, were people that Greg and I were coaching and were part of the interpersonal communications class that I've put on and that Greg helps out with, that Greg and I were thrilled. I've nearly lost our voice screaming with excitement, which was great.
Yeah, it was extremely exciting to see, and everybody worked so hard to get ready for this competition, because this is, I guess you would call it the Kentucky Derby of auction calling.
Yes. Well, one of the big things about this competition is that there are a lot of potential employers who are also watching. So a lot of it, people will say, well, so you're being judged by your peers and all this. Well, no, it's also the champions are the ambassadors for the NAA for the next year, and they will go to state auction conferences to speak to auctioneers, tell them about the NAA and about all of the different educational opportunities. Plus, there are other companies that always watch that may be looking for contract auctioneers. So it's a great way for them to showcase their skills and what they can do. And I know a number of people get job offers from this as well.
Well, this year, our male champion, his name is Trey Morris. And if you ever watch the Barry Jackson auctions,
yep,
you will see Trey in the background from time to time. He's done a number of things with Bear Jackson. And our female champion this year is from Texas. Her name is Morgan Hobson, and we've been working with them both
for about three or four years.
Yeah, and they really stepped up to the plate, and it was a really exciting competition, as it usually is.
But Morgan was the state champion for Texas. That was about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, and we were watching her do that, and I was thrilled because she's really blossomed. I mean, has taken the advice and has really pushed herself, and both her and Trey, I think they just keep working on the betterment of not only their chant, but also their stage presence, and it really paid off.
Now, I have a question to you guys, and I've been wondering this, and I've been meaning to ask it. I'm going to slip it in here. When I watch the Barrett-Jackson autos, when I watch the American auctions, the automobile auctions, and I watch the people in the field that are actually taking the bids and then passing the bids along, do they get a cut? Do they get a percentage cut on when somebody wins, if their bidder wins?
Well, so those are called ringmen. They're called the ringmen. And there is a whole institute that, Professional Ringmen's Institute, that you can go for training. What usually happens is that everyone is paid just a flat fee. It's not so much a percentage, because if it's a percentage, then they may be puffing and trying to up the bid against another bidder that really isn't there, like taking chandelier bids. Yep. So it's the way that they're all, even as an auctioneer, when I do contract auctioneering, it's a flat fee. It's not a percentage at all.
Are they fairly well paid, though?
Well, it depends on the size of the auction and the level of where things sell. But yes, I would imagine, or they would. A lot of them do it, and they just love it, and it's part of they. Some of them are auctioneers, but they prefer to work as a ringman because they just enjoy the excitement of being out in the crowd.
Yeah, I could especially imagine the excitement of being in the high end automobile auctions and stuff like that. And you get to travel.
They are showmen too. They're great showmen.
Yes. Well, even during the IAC competition, we had several ringmen that were there that were really getting the excitement throughout the crowd. And you can tell they are professionals. They're very good at what they do. And it really does help the auctioneer tremendously, because when you have a large room and you can't see everything, you can hear what, you know, when they're yep. And you know exactly where the bid is. So that was a lot of fun.
Hey, you'd be a good ringman, Jim, with that big voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I guess they would sooner or later, once they're in the business, I guess they would then go back to being just regular auctioneers, or just stay as ringmen.
Exactly, yeah. There are some that are nothing more than professional ringmen, and that's they have their own competition, by the way. They have competitions around the country, and they do have an annual competition as well. So,
and they also help out. Sorry, honey. They also help out when large benefit auctions. There are a number of our colleagues that are benefit auctioneers. They do have a team, and they especially for a large room, it does help, and it keeps the excitement going in the room.
Yeah, the ringmen actually come in very handy at a charity auction, especially if there's it's a very large venue. And the biggest problem we find in charity auctions are the centerpieces. If they're very tall or they're in the way, the auctioneer can't really see where the bid's coming from. So the ringmen are really effective for a benefit auction. So it's a great profession. They're great people. Both men and women compete. They are essential in the industry, in the auction industry, for clarity, and also just for making sure that no bid is lost.
Accuracy of where the bid is.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. Just with all the other people, we also did a fundraising, helped fundraise for the National Auctioneer Foundation. And Greg and I were a part of that with our friend Christy King. And also Greg was a clerk for that. That's another really important thing, is that people just assume that these events just are put together. But there are a lot of people that have great roles, like that have to write down the bid numbers and the levels and make sure that they're, again, your word, Greg, accuracy, so that we don't leave any money on the table. And we were able to raise funds for the foundation. And what they do is they provide scholarships for auctioneers for continuing education. And to date, they've already given away over $80,000 in scholarship funds to to assist other auctioneers to either pay for classes or lodging or whatever it is that they need for continuing education, which is really a great thing.
The other thing about the IAC competition is that they also will be working with St. Jude's Hospital. And after the competition, they always have a St. Jude Children's Auction where they sell items to benefit the hospital. And St. Jude is one of the causes that the National Auctioneers Association has been supporting for many years. And this year was no different. And they at the auction, they sell, if you've ever been to St. Jude's, the children go from test to test in wagons. And what happens is they sell a wagon in the auction, and it ends selling for several thousand dollars. And then the person who buys it donates it and sells it a second time or a third time or a fourth time. So it's a St. Jude's is, and also this next upcoming year, the champions will be also involved with St. Jude doing things. So it's a terrific way of giving back. And
also getting the name of the National Auctioneers Association out there and the whole national organization, because there are a lot of state associations that they'll be visiting. So it's really what this conference was, even though there was the weather and some of our friends had to leave early, which understandable, you know, especially a lot of our friends from the north, they just heard hurricane or tropical storm coming. They said, oh, we're out of here. And we said, no, we've been through a lot of these, don't worry. And I had to teach on Saturday, so we were able to just hold out the storm. And Delta was great because they had a flight that came in that Saturday night. So I knew, called them up and said, yeah, the plane's there. You're all set. And we had no problems at all getting back home. So we're glad we're home and had a wonderful conference. And now we dig in and go to about a dozen appraisals. And Greg is on the way to Ohio, actually. So Greg's the one on the trip this time. Just going to visit his mother. She was in the hospital, and hopefully everything is going to be okay. So he's going to check that out, and we'll let you know next week.
All right, Greg, have a safe trip. Best to your mom, Tim, and just remember this: all your friends that come from New York City that went to get away from what they thought was coming went into a blackout. So
We saw that. I know. That's crazy. That's just, yeah.
Serves them right. Okay.
You never know. You know, just be happy where you are sometimes.
That's right.
Remember, there's always somebody who's worse off than you. So just live with it. Just go with it and have a plan B and a plan C, and you're fine. Improv, baby.
All right, guys. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye, buddy.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack on the road here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.